With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Gary Ellerson and Baby Tausch with Jimmy Nelson on the Wendy's Big Show right now.
Gary Ellerson, Bill Schmidt down here in the Brewers Clubhouse, spring training 2019 with Brewers right-hander Jimmy Nelson. Jimmy, good seeing you again, man.
Yeah, good to see you guys.
How you feeling? Excited about today?
Yeah, pretty excited. It's a big good step today. Good to get back out there with everybody.
And throughout this whole thing, man, all I know is that you wanted to get back on the mound. And last year we talked a little bit that you said, you know, maybe these guys don't need me. Well, I'll tell you this. We're excited to get you back in the Brewers uniform on the mound.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's been a long time coming, and it's been fun to watch these guys and everything, but I'm pretty tired of watching. yeah. So I mean, it's pretty good set today, and then just go from here and get stretched out and everything, and just go from there.
What are you working on? How do you manage all that and mentally?
I mean, that's a very complex answer. I mean, I can't really give you a straight answer on that. There's a lot of things. I mean, there's a lot of people you got to lean on throughout the whole process, and everybody has their own battles, but I mean, it's been very tough for me the last year and a half, my wife included, and you know, she's going through her own stuff and her own over the last few months with our twins and everything. So this will be a big win for both of us today, and I feel like it's kind of getting out there and rehabbing and making this big step, is kind of a feather in her cap as well, because she's helped me so much along the way. But yeah, just leaning on a lot of people, a lot of teammates, the resources we have here with the Brewers, from the physical side of it, I knew that this process I'd be able to handle the physical side of it just fine. I've always been really in tune, really in touch with the workouts and the training and the recovery and rehab. All that stuff is something I've always been very, very in tune with. But the mental side was tough, and there still is. It's not ever. I don't think it's ever really done. It's always kind of going. So it's been a battle. It's been a battle. But I think that we're better for it.
You learn a lot about yourself, a lot about the game as well. What did you pick up from watching these guys go on the run that they did last year?
Yeah, I mean, it was fun to watch. Just nobody in here really cared about what anybody else said, and we still don't. And that's what's cool about this group. That's how it's been the last few years, and it's been laid back group. And I think that kind of lets a lot of guys' abilities come through. Whereas, there's not, people don't put a lot of pressure on each other in here. It's more of a brotherhood and camaraderie and close knit group. So that helps helps the success translate on the field, and that's why I think that we have a lot of young guys too that have come up and make a big impact for us, because we have a lot of good veteran guys in here for them to lean on and learn from, and it's not like they're being pressured or scrutinized, because everybody, you just make them feel comfortable, make them, just get used to it up here, and they help contribute.
Because that's what it felt like. I mean, you look at Travis Shaw, he's been moving around, Moose. I mean, you had a lot of guys that were changing position, doing a lot of different things, and it just felt like guys were doing what they needed to do to get wins.
Yeah, it's really everybody buying in too, whether it's a position change or substitution within a game or something. It's basically about everybody buying in, and there's nobody going against the grain, and I think that's really important, because then people like the position change with Shaw going over to second base and stuff, it makes stuff like that easier whenever the person accepts it and works at it and genuinely gives it their all, versus somebody that's like, oh well, I don't belong there, I should be over here, then they might, the effort might not be there, and people kind of see that, and that's a good example for other guys coming up, like we might have young other outfielders or infielders come up they're going to have to be able to be versatile, you know? And same thing with pitchers, you know? Like Woody's guys like Woody or Corbin or Freddie, like they've all gotten started in bullpen, and but you never hear any of those guys complain about it. So that's the cool thing, is they're all, everybody's pretty open to doing whatever it takes to help this team get wins.
Where does that come from? Is that from Craig? What is that?
Yeah, it is. It's from the top down, and you know, council and all of our coaches and staff just make it an easier transition and easier to accept whatever our role is, because we know that they're just trying to put us in the best position to be successful, you know. So at the end of the day, we know that they're putting us in the best position to be successful, which in turn is going to make the team successful. So, you know, whatever that move is, or decision is, we've seen that just from the track record over the last, you know, few years, how it works out. So, you know, there's not much stuff in here that we question. So it seems like it's a good group that's been bought into the plan for the last few years, and I think that's why it's kind of paying off now.
Talking with Jimmy Nelson on the Wendy's Big Show out here in Phoenix. Jimmy, you talked about your staff last year when we talked to you in the middle of the year, not getting a whole lot of respect in the media, nationally, and you had everybody's back. Is that still the same feel in the clubhouse, that a lot of people are going to doubt you? We just need to have confidence in ourselves?
I mean, I've said that for years now. You know, I've said that for a few years about our starting rotation, is that we're sneaky in that. I've said it for every interview, and at the beginning of every season, everybody says the same thing about us needing starters or not having big-name guys and all this kind of stuff, and it's laughable, because year in and year out, we do the work, and we stay quiet, we put our nose down and just put in the work and put up the numbers, and it's still the same story every year. It's kind of like, well, what do you want us to have a name change or something? Do you want us to like just come up with some cool alias or something? To, you know, it just, that's fine. You know, we'd rather it be that way than the other way around. So we enjoy it. We enjoy being the underdog. You know, as far as if you look at the strengths on this team, you know, I feel like the starting rotation has been kind of scrutinized a little bit more than some other positions. So it's kind of nice to have that little chip on your shoulder. And I think everybody's kind of got a reason to have a little chip on their shoulder, even with some of the success that we have had.
Let me ask you this: yesterday, was that yesterday? Was that just a game yesterday? I mean,
when?
With the Cubs. I mean, there were a lot of people here. The crowd was big. I mean, it just felt there were a little bit more excitement in the stands than, you know, I'm not, I know about you guys, but that's just the game.
I mean, they've been the big dogs for so long, you know, in this division, and you know, you've seen what they've done, you know, with that team, and every team in this division has gotten better. Mm-hmm. You know, every team in this division, you see some of these projected numbers and stuff, it's just laughable, really, because it's like, I feel like legitimate, you can look at any team and they could win a division. You could have a legitimate case for any team winning the division. So it's going to be a tough division, and I think it's almost like we can't just focus solely on the Cubs just because they're geographically the closest team to us. Like, it's, you know, we have to focus on everybody, but it is fun to play them, you know, because the proximity and the fan bases.
Yeah.
So it's always something that's fun to have that many people here, and I've never seen that many people here before.
It's crazy.
It was crazy out here.
Yeah. So now you guys obviously know the noise. You guys feel that when they come to Miller Park. You guys got them. What was that 163 like in that dugout, the celebration on the mound?
Oh, I don't know. I wasn't there.
Exactly.
I was here.
Exactly.
I was here.
So we got to get another one this year.
Yeah, I was here rehabbing, so I don't know. I wasn't here for that or the St. Louis celebration. The only one I was there for was the Colorado one.
You soaked all the champagne in you could.
Yeah, it was good. It was fun. But hopefully it'll be, you know, a lot more fun whenever I actually have some part in it.
All right.
Jimmy, appreciate it, man. We'll talk soon.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
That's Jimmy Nelson earlier on today. Myself, Gary Yellerson, and Bill Schmidt.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.